Twitch CEO Emmett Shear steps down, retired, quit, gone. And this video covers everything about that move, the state of Twitch, and its future. We are going to go into everything. I know what your first question is and what you're probably wondering. Who is Emmett Shear? And you're probably wondering that because he's a notoriously reclusive CEO in a company that I would argue demands a lot of social presence. This is Emmett. He ran the company for the better part of 2 decades, and now he's gone. I could give you my personal opinion before this video begins on Emmett and his departure, but I'm going to let Twitter do it for me. His tweet 18 hours ago, as of the time of this filming, has 191 likes, and he locked the responses. So if you need any indication of how Emmett was as a CEO and how he behaves, this Twitter will do more than I can ever describe, both in how he treated it, his announcement, and its response. So, to a lot of people, Emmett has fallen short of building a community-driven platform and sustaining the values that Twitch had when it first began, which was a very gamer-centric, personal-feeling website where you really were attached and in the community of your broadcaster. It feels so much more removed at the executive level now. And a big part of that was because the beginning of Twitch was really the pioneering of what's called a CDN, which is a content delivery network. And a content delivery network is what allows us to see streams the way we do today. So it's being able to view a stream in 1080p and do it so seamlessly anywhere in the world nearly. That is mostly what Emmett and other engineers pioneered at Twitch. And it is the amazing technology that allowed Twitch to become so valuable to someone like Amazon or Google, which eventually was going to be destined to acquire them, right? Amazon acquired them, mostly for their content delivery network and their technology. People think it was for the platform, but the platform was never profitable. So understanding Emmett and understanding his contribution to Twitch, we first need to understand that Emmett is primarily an engineer. And as such, it was always a little bit strange that he was CEO. So he brought in a team of people with him, and this includes people like Kevin Lin, who was the former CEO, Justin Kahn, who was the co-founder, and John Howell, who was the head of partnerships. These are really heavy-hitting people who helped build the culture of Twitch, as while the engineering side was pretty solid. But after the 3 or 4 year period of vesting schedule for their investment, their RSUs, they cashed out like any executive would, and they've gone on to do their own things and do some kind of venture capital, and most of them are in VC now. So Twitch really needed a visionary CEO and needed somebody who was going to lead the platform forward in a community and growth-driven way to acquire new users. But it really struggled to keep that as Amazon kind of brought in a sort of corporate presence and Twitch started overhiring and driving its culture. So now we enter Dan Clancy. Dan Clancy is taking over Twitch. Who is Dan Clancy? Well, he is a technologist, and we could take a look at his Wikipedia page and get a little bit of info about him. He's this guy. He worked at NASA as a technologist there, worked at Google doing some stuff on books, and then joined Twitch, mostly as a subsidiary of Amazon. And if this seems like a weird pick, it's important to understand what he presided over at Twitch when he was president. So now he's CEO, but when he was president, he was leading product and engineering. So this was basically a direct replacement for Emmett. And it shows that Twitch still has its priorities in weird places. They have never really hired C-level executives to drive community and growth. They've always focused on product and engineering. And Dan is no exception to that rule. So a lot of people have tweeted me and they're asking questions like, what do you think of the new CEO? And do you think he will meaningfully change the direction? And unfortunately, Dan is a nice guy. He is a great technologist, but he is not what Twitch needs. And that is what we will explain as this video kind of progresses. Twitch, as of now, has no real community and no marketing and no growth leaders. There's there's nothing happening. There's no new users coming in. And that kind of brings me to where we're at in the state of Twitch that I think it's important to understand exactly what is happening with the platform right now. So the first thing to understand about Twitch is that globally, users are and viewers are declining a lot. So after the last 365 days, the total number of hours watched on the platform is down about 10%. Average viewers are down about the same. But the most interesting metric I think that I've heard nobody talk about is that the average channels on Twitch are down by 10%. You see that number right here. This is something that I actually can't explain. There just seems to be less people streaming. Now, a lot of people might post in the comments, they might say, oh, well, it's like COVID, so of course, like, people are recovering and going outside. But COVID's been over for longer than a year now, and Twitch had the opportunity to drop the viewership that it undoubtedly gained from COVID. I would argue that this is much more indicative of problems within the company and the lack of being able to onboard new users. So Twitch is declining year over year in terms of users and new viewers. And that's really important because as a social media platform, you have to be onboarding new users as your old ones burn out. So Twitch is declining YoY by about 10%. And that also comes with some competitive platforms, YouTube offering pretty competitive splits, a new platform called Kick, which is offering 95% splits to broadcasters for subscribers and paying them 100% of the payouts minus payout fees for their equivalent of bits, which are called kicks, is leading some people to stream on there as well. So you may have heard of Dan Clancy, and that's because he infamously posted the blog post here, and this was kind of his first foray into the public, with a letter from Twitch president Dan Clancy on subscription revenue shares. Now, this blog post said that they are going to be moving some of the premium contracts on Twitch, which were formerly 70-30, so you would get 70% of the subscriber income when a person subscribes to you, and 30% would go to Twitch, is now going to be 50-50 for the vast majority, almost every broadcaster. And simultaneously, they're going to be removing a lot of these sort of bespoke deals where they pay streamers to be on the platform. And when they cited why, they literally said that it's because it costs too much to run the platform, that they can't pay for it. And I made some YouTube videos about this in the past. So this was a concerning thing, to say the least, but it also kind of speaks to the emotional intelligence that Twitch has at an executive level, when this is really the first person that, for all intents and purposes, was always destined to be CEO. Like, this is not a impressive move here. Dan Clancy had been running the platform for 3 years formerly, and Emmett has always been kind of out of the picture. So the fact that he's CEO now, you would think they would have put like more kind of thought into this. But I would say what's really interesting is that there is a lot of arguments right now for Twitch basically, if it's not profitable, it's very close to being unprofitable. If it's profitable, it's barely profitable. And one of the big problems with that right now is Amazon Prime. So Amazon Prime has a program called Twitch Prime, which gives you're able to subscribe to, if you have Amazon Prime, you're able to subscribe to one Twitch stream for free. But allegedly, and I had the picture of this, I'll have to post it in the comments because I don't have it prepared. I thought I did. But according to Stream Hatchet, they say that there's about 41 million Prime users. Now, I don't think that's accurate. I think that's probably, there's no way that could be true, but let's cut it in half and say it's about 21 million. That means that 21 million Prime users is basically, that's every time that a streamer gets a Twitch Prime sub, Amazon has to pay that person $5, right? Because they're absorbing that cost. It still costs $5, so they're just passing that cost through. 21, even half of that number that Stream Hatchet reported, Stream Hatchet is a pretty reliable website, would be 50 million a month in just outbound costs for Twitch Prime. So Twitch Prime is burning a ton of money. And combined with that, a lot of users are getting upset with Twitch because of ads. And there's a ton of ads on the platform that if you're a mobile user or a normal user of Twitch, you've probably seen just tons of irrelevant ads. Sometimes 4 to 5 minutes straight of ads, sometimes multiple times an hour, sometimes like even more than TV, which I think averages like 16 minutes of ads every single hour. And sometimes there's even more than that on Twitch. So most people like are resorting to ad block, or some people are just like leaving the platform. I've heard so many people leaving the platform because of ads. And to understand the problem as to what the Twitch has right now, this burn combined with a bunch of decisions in the past, Twitch has invested millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars in music, EDM shows that never panned out, esports, if they sponsored OWL media rights, which did nothing, CDL media rights, which did nothing, esports teams, which had no ROI. So what Amazon looks at this company, they see a platform that has spent tens of millions of dollars on all these initiatives trying to acquire new users, but never really succeeded in doing it and just basically burned this money. Now, combined with the prime problem of burning $50 million a month and the lack of profitability through ads, which I'm going to explain in a minute, we have a real issue. And Dan is kind of coming into a company. I'd say coming in, but he's still trying to solve the problems of a company that is kind of on its way out in terms of profitability and interest by Amazon at a time during a recession where Amazon is cutting 11,000 staff and undoubtedly looking at all of its properties and saying, well, which one of these can we drop for further profitability? Because it's all good and well when corporations are posting record profits. But when you run into a situation like there is now where there's a true recession in tech and corporations are really having to get competitive, especially with the emergence of AI and such, you're going to reach a situation where someone at Amazon is going to take a close look at Twitch and say, okay, is this like really worth it? And to understand that, you need to understand how Twitch has been trying to monetize. So the main way that the product of Twitch is trying to become profitable is ads. And you may recall a program called the AIP, which is an ad incentive program that was given to streamers some months ago. And a lot of people have asked me for updates on that program. There's a content creator named Zach who on March 9th showed that there are some announcements to the ad incentive program. There's no fixed payments. Your offer will be an estimate. And he says in his Twitter post, my take is the AIP is dead, which is correct. So the AIP used to be, without getting into a huge thing, used to be a way to pay streamers extra money for running more ads. And now that was a kind of a pool of budget that they had, and that's sort of run out. So now streamers don't even get paid for running these ads. It's just kind of what you get from the CPMs they sell on the back end, which are also running low. So if you know anything about me, you'll know that I run millions of dollars in brand spend across all these platforms. So my company, Novo, which is a company that helps brands advertise, runs a lot of ad revenue. And so I'm very intimately connected with the problems of ads on Twitch, and I'll tell you why I don't usually recommend my brands run them these days. So to understand why Twitch, I've realized something that I think is going to be a hot take when I say it, but it will make sense after I kind of explain this. We're going to have to go a little bit deep to explain this, but I've realized that I don't think that Twitch can ever become profitable. I don't think that it can ever solve its problem via ads. And here's why. So to understand like how brands look at something like Twitch and make a decision of if they should invest their money there to get sales of products or sales of services or whatever, right? You have to understand something called ROAS. And ROAS is called Return on Advertising Spend. You'll see a lot of agencies refer to this terminology. So the real return on advertising spend, what that means is like, let's say that I produce a shirt. I make a shirt for $10, okay? And I sell that shirt for $10, right? I have no margin in this example, so I'm not making any money. So I have no money for marketing. But let's say I make that shirt for $9 and I sell that shirt for $10. Now I make $1 per shirt. If it costs me $1 to market that shirt, now I have a one-to-one ROAS, meaning that for every dollar I spend on my advertising, I get a dollar back. So people are typically looking for a one-to-one or better ROAS. You might say that one-to-one might seem bad, but actually you have to include like the exposure and the brand awareness that gets generated as a result of advertising, which can be quite valuable in a lot of instances. So one-to-one ROAS is okay for people that are trying to like expand their brands, or even negative, like lower ROAS. Some people just burn marketing dollars in order to get awareness out there for different things. Diablo 4, for example, like would be a good example of that, because they know that a lot of people are going to need to have a kind of a coded awareness of it. And then when enough people know about it, like that'll improve the sales on the back end, right? Basic marketing stuff. So to understand why Twitch really has a profitability problem, you have to understand that fundamentally, the ROAS that Twitch can generate for brands can rarely exceed 2 to 3 to 1. And that's a huge problem because paid ads, Google AdWords or Bing or wherever you can, typical ROAS is 2 to 5x. Meaning that if all I do is take $100,000 and go into Google AdWords and pay them automatically to sell my product or service, I can expect a return on advertising spend of 2 to 5x. Now, it's not going to increase my brand awareness because it's just an ad. You make a decision to buy it or not, but it is going to get me that 2 to 5x ex-ROAS. What has happened over the past decade is that brands have started advertising on Twitch before they had the data. These new platforms come along. They're kind of the hot thing. And everybody starts advertising on them to kind of see if it's going to be a good thing and if they're going to get a strong ROAS off it and strong brand awareness. And if you've been following Twitch over the course of the last 10 years, you probably think today that the ad quality is really low. And that is because most of the major brands that made their marketing spend over the last 10 years on Twitch have seen bad results. They have seen bad returns on advertising spend, and they have seen bad awareness generation. This is because the user base of Twitch is mostly kids, and they are highly engaged users, but most products and services that don't appeal to them directly don't do well. So you need to really have the right product and the right service to get into Twitch in a real way. But if you're someone like a box brand like Johnson & Johnson or Lexus or whoever, people that historically advertise on television and in stadiums, these people are not getting the results they can expect. And once they run one campaign like that and they toss $150,000 or $500,000, whatever their test budget is at Twitch, they pull out. And usually these brands are almost always governed by agencies like mine. And if we see that happen a couple of times, we're not going to recommend our brand spend there, because it's not, if we work for the brand, it's irresponsible for us to not produce the most amount of return possible and the best bang for their buck. And that's what's happened over the course of Twitch. I think a lot of people are really dramatic about Twitch, and they say, well, it's not profitable because of all the community decisions they're making. It's not profitable because of X and Y and Z. But really, it's just like a really simple marketing problem. It's just the Twitch can't make ads work for people that don't run really specific products. Now, there are some like types of products that can be advertised really well on Twitch. Now, games are an obvious example, right? So every time you see hashtag sponsor, you see a bunch of streamers playing a game. Usually that's a positive ROAS spend for most people. You're going to get a ROAS usually of somewhere between like 0.7 to like 1.3-ish if you're a game that advertises on Twitch, but you're also going to generate a lot of awareness. And we've seen a lot of games just organically get found through Twitch, right, without any marketing. So, for example, like Dark and Darker, like an upcoming game that's similar to Escape from Tarkov in like medieval times that I'm a huge fan of, right, gained a ton of what we call earned media. Earned media in marketing means the free advertising, basically, because a ton of streamers just loved it and played it on Twitch. So there is a ability for Twitch to push games forward. And so because of that, a lot of people assume that like in terms of influencer marketing, Twitch is really attractive. But the truth is that's really only for gaming and a few subset of products like energy drinks and some other stuff. Like you'll see like G Fuel had a huge advertising campaign successfully on Twitch, but very few traditional brands are able to do it. And because of that, Twitch really is going to be limited in its ad inventory and thus is going to be severely limited in terms of profitability. When you can just run paid ads and get a return of 2 to 5x, there's no reason to run them on Twitch and get, you know, 0.3 to 0.5 and then not succeed in your awareness generation as well. There are some products, again, that do well. Like I think like HelloFresh, for example, like meals to eat that like do well with like streamers and gamer types like that don't want to go outside. But most of the time, you're not going to see brands advertising on Twitch after a few initial tries. So this is a big reason why Twitch is kind of in the state that it is. And the other situation is that Twitch has really become niche. And we'll talk about that real quick. It's interesting because when I used to stream, I kind of thought that all there was Twitch. And I really thought about Twitch in terms of this like huge growing website with like a ton of people paying attention to it. And if you subscribe to the Reddits that are like around Twitch and you're in the communities, like everyone kind of knows what's going on. Like everyone's talking about Dan Clancy taking over right now, and everyone's got their take, and there's a bunch of clips on Reddit of like what streamers think. And if you're in that kind of ecosystem, you can really start to feel like Twitch is this really big and really important place. And I actually think that's like similar to like Twitter and things like that. But if you really look at the numbers, you'll realize that kind of like Twitch is almost totally insignificant, especially compared to other platforms and content generation platforms. Like, for example, like at Nova, like we're indexing a lot of YouTube channels right now. We're trying to collect some specific data on brands. And we just so far, like in the last like few days, we've indexed over 89,000 YouTube channels that have over 1 million subscribers, right? 89,000. right? Versus like on Twitch, there's less than 2,000 channels that average 1,000 concurrent viewers. And I would argue that a million subscribers is way more powerful than 1,000 concurrent viewers. So like Twitch is a really a niche website. It's a gaming website, right? And like as much as Twitch has invested tens of millions of dollars into trying to not be a gaming website, right? They've tried to go into esports. They've tried to go into music, notably mostly music. They tried to go into IRL. They haven't been successful because the core user of Twitch is a person that plays video games and watches while they're playing video games, and they haven't been able to break out of that. If you look at a platform like TikTok Live that came along fairly recently, immediately equips Twitch in terms of IRL. Like everybody just sort of automatically streams there. That's an IRL person. There's a lot of commerce on there. It's kind of what Twitch wanted to be, but never was able to sort of shift its culture and community over to accepting that because it's just too niche. So if you understand that, then you understand kind of like where what Dan is inheriting and the state of Twitch right now, which is just very poor. It's a very poor place to build a brand. As of 2023, there's still no discovery to the point where like I think anyone that is a, you know, 0 to 100 viewer streamer who is still exclusively streaming on Twitch and not taking advantage of multi-streaming. So people could be multi-streaming with something like Restream.io, which is a service that I've recommended a bunch of times, not sponsored or anything. I just think that they do a good job. Anyone who is not multi-streaming to other platforms and is intending to build a brand on Twitch from 0 to 100 viewers is completely wasting their time. I will state that again so that the small streamers that are hearing me understand that. Anybody from 0 to 100 viewers on Twitch that's exclusively building their brand there right now is completely wasting their time. It is just totally a waste of time. Anything else would have a better return. Anything else. Posting YouTube videos, trying to go on Twitter, anything. It's just so astronomically unlikely that any of those people are going to ever do anything. Now look, like if that's like your jam and you have a lot of fun, you're playing video games with your friends and you like your community, like, you know, 20 or 30 people. But if you're really trying to do it full time and you're like trying to rely on that for a career, it's just not a good idea to build a brand there. It's much better to build a brand on a place that has better splits, on a place that has better discovery. So pretty much anywhere else, I would say right now is the time of the filming of this video. YouTube is probably the best place to build it. And just in terms of the direction that Twitch is going, that seems to be the case. Okay. So we're going to talk about the future of Twitch and kind of like what's going to happen, I think. But before we do that, I'm doing my secret CTA. You're 22 minutes into a Devin Nash video, which means if you are 22:41, that means that's the secret call. Leave a comment and please tell me you made it this far in this video. You're super interested in Twitch if you're still here. I'm Devin Nash. I am the founder and the CEO, co-CEO of Novo. We are a brand agency that takes care of brands, runs influencer marketing for them like glove, and we run ad campaigns all across the internet for tons of awesome brands. And we'd love to do that for you. If you are a brand marketing manager or somebody that's listening to this, you might want to hit me up. Also, if you're just a person watching and you think this content is valuable, hit up my Patreon. Patreon.com/Devin Nash has over 90 videos for $5 of like everything I have documented and learned trying to build 2 multi-million-dollar businesses. My former one, which was a esports team called CLG, and this one, which has higher valuation than FaZe Clan, by the way, now. My video was right. Thanks. We're going to make a video about that in a little bit. Anyway, so running two brands, you just go check out that patreon.com/Devin Nash. And also check out the Discord. Discord.gg/Devin is a great place to have discussions about like kind of what's going on with stuff in the tech and media and marketing world. Thank you. That's like all the shout outs I have, Patreon and Discord. And now we're kind of going to get into like what's the future and what's going to happen? What happens next? What's future? Well, Twitch really needs a visionary marketer, leader, or person who can communicate with the community. And this is not a new thing. Twitch has needed this for a long time. Now, there are a lot of people in my Twitter that are saying, Devin, why don't you run it as CEO? And let me tell you, I have absolutely no ability to fix that company, okay? Like, I'm honored by it. It's something like, I don't know, there's like a bunch of comments about it. I got a bunch of messages like, what would you do? I'm honored by it, but like, you have to realize the biggest company I've ever run is like 120 people. And Twitch, I think right now, is a company of like 3,000 or 4,000 people. And I think I just like, you know, I'm not the person that can solve those problems. And then like, I'm really under-equipped to run that company. And if you understand that, you also understand that, like, there are probably very few people in the world that could run Twitch and could turn it around. And I think that it sucks because I wanted people that have been watching my channel have probably been, like, they've known for a long time that, like, I have called for Emmett Shear to step down for a long time. I think he's been completely incapable of solving Twitch's problems. And I kind of knew that moment was coming, but I thought that moment would be a little bit more dramatic. Like, at the end of the day, this news is just not news. Like, Dan is taking over. Dan was destined to take over. He's like, if you've seen Twitch over the last 3 years, right, then you've seen Twitch in the next 3 years. Like, Dan was running the company for the last 3 years. He was president, but he was CEO in all but name. Like, Emmett was completely checked out. And if you just, like, if you go through, like, Emmett's Twitter and just look at the kind of stuff that he talked about before this, I literally had to mute the account because it's like, how many grains of sand make a heap, right? This is, like, March 15th, like, posting pictures of chickens and stuff like this. Like, this is just, like, not an engaged CEO. You have to understand that, like, the person that was making the announcements, the person that was making the changes, that was leading all of the decisions at Twitch already is Dan for the last 3 years. So not much is going to change here in the direction of Twitch. I mean, still going to kind of feel stagnant. I think Dan is a nicer and more presentable person, and he does make an effort to, like, go talk to broadcasters and hear them out, and he shows up at TwitchCon and doesn't just, like, stay in a back room. But that's not what Twitch needs. Twitch needs a visionary CEO who really is going to get empowered by Amazon, like Andy Jassy, and is going to get handed a budget. And I think if there's any chance of fixing the direction that Twitch is on, because let's be really clear, I think that Twitch is on track to be pulled. Two possibilities. Like, I think it's really likely this year that Twitch Prime goes away. Like, we still have almost 10 months before 2023 is over. This recession is just starting. That would be the thing that I think is the next thing that probably goes, is that Amazon is going to try to get Twitch to justify Twitch Prime. And if they can't, and I don't see how they can, the spend per month is just going to be too high and they're going to cancel it. And then Twitch is just going to sort of run like it is right now, which is just kind of on autopilot. Like, there's not a lot of money being fed into the company or investment coming in from Amazon, because there's not a lot of justification for it for a lot of the reasons we just listed. And I think what you're going to see is the platform just kind of be stagnant. There's not going to be a whole lot of changes. There might be some minor updates to product here and there. But what they really need is a visionary CEO who would come in and put a huge investment into middle and small creators. Like, change the split so it's like 90-10. Start investing huge in IRL content. Start investing huge in, like, middle to small size creators. Start featuring them. Start doing shows about them. Start putting huge money into, like, events and shows they want to run. And start bringing in those users. Like, similar to, like, the days where we had, like, Drake and Ninja do collabs, where you would just bring in a whole new audience to Twitch that was able to see what it was about. And gradually onboard a lot of those, like, more normal users, instead of, like, the really dedicated gamers like myself who, like, put on a Twitch stream because I'm goblining on Path of Exile for, like, 20 hours a day, you know, or Diablo 4 when it comes out tomorrow, whatever that be, right? That's the kind of person that has to be there. And like, I've wrote in my Twitter that I do respect Dan, and to some degree I respect Emmett for the product that he built, but I just don't think that either of them are able to lead the company forward in the way that it is needed to be led. Yeah, and because of that, I just don't have a lot of faith in the future of Twitch. And just from a personal perspective and from a company perspective, we've pulled a lot of our investment and our time out of Twitch and put it into YouTube and into TikTok and into other platforms. And we've become much more successful because of that, because we Novo has scaled more in the last year than it ever has in its history. And it's not even close. It's just a huge difference. And I think that's in large part because we've kind of, like, abandoned Twitch. We still put, like, probably 10 or 20% of our total ad spend there, but mostly we're on YouTube, mostly we're on Instagram, mostly we're on platforms where we can way easier measure the return that we're getting for brands. And we are just making a bigger difference out there. So I think that a lot of agencies that I've talked to kind of feel the same way. And while there still is some places to go for Twitch, it's still a great gaming platform. I still love watching people there play games. In order to, like, get the users it needs to, like, really be a competitive platform and a profitable platform, it needs somebody completely different than who's leading it now. So maybe you were expecting a huge change as a result of the CEO stepping down, but unfortunately, it's just kind of going to be more of the same. I know everybody kind of wanted this big blowout, but the truth is that, like, Twitch is the same as it's been, And I don't think it's changing. If anything, I think that Amazon is really going to challenge Twitch this year and next year to start justifying these programs that are costing it so much money. And I don't think that Twitch is going to have a good answer for that. And so we'll really kind of see where that goes. So it's pretty crazy. The future of Twitch is going to be really interesting. It's going to be a really interesting year. And we'll kind of just see where that goes. There's still a lot of interesting stuff coming up from Twitch, and I'll still cover it. But just overall, I think it's important that you understand, like, overall where the platform is and why. And so hopefully this video covered that. Leave a comment if it did. And we'll see you again next time. Thanks for being on the channel. And do check out discord.gg/Devin or go to the Patreon if you really liked this. And toss me $5 because you love the content and get some videos in return. Thanks, everybody. Bye.